Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 17th of June. I'm your host, Paul White. Not a lot of setup or outro today. I feel like I've said enough the last couple of days setting up this podcast in which I share a dream I had, and I give you a sort of an ongoing running interpretation of what I think it was trying to say in my life, and I hope you're blessed by it.
I haven't shared this with anybody publicly. I had a dream a couple months ago, and I really pay attention to dreams. Sometimes they're moronic, right? They don't make any sense. But even the moronic ones sometimes show you where your mind is, where your brain's trying to shut things off or process information. And the Bible's full of people getting information through dreams. Full of people getting information through dreams. All the way up to the prophetic Acts 2. That's always going to be part of the way God shows you things, that he speaks to you. My young men shall dream dreams and old men shall see visions. Or opposite of that. I'm not going to get into all the details. God is still showing me revelations in this dream, but the long and short was that it was a violent valley filled with death and mayhem, and I was above it, and then I was in it, and I'm growing in my understanding as to why I was above it and then in it. But I was in it, and there was school shooting style murder going on, where there were innocents being mowed down by tyranny. And it was, I mean, I'm trying to release only what should be released, but I was close to it. Could look it in the eye. And in my dream, there was a massive tree between me and the killer, the tyranny, the chaos. And I got behind the tree and I hid. And my heart was racing and scared. And in my dream, there was the consciousness of, you, if you stay behind this tree, they're going to find you. You know, they're going to kill you. And I remember looking and seeing a knife on the ground, and I got back behind the tree and hid. And it felt like this went on forever, and I finally worked up the courage, and I went out from behind the tree, and I grabbed the knife, and I stabbed this tyranny in the heart. And I woke up, in an absolute panic, 200 beats a minute, sweating all over the sheets. That feeling, like the world had just changed. And I immediately prayed and said, Lord, what are you trying to say? Or is this just the delusioned dreams of, you know, whatever? Is this affected by something else? And as clear as day, not out loud, but I know the voice, I heard the Spirit say, and this I can release. If you're going to beat the chaos, you got to quit hiding behind the tree. And I thought, that's weird. What does that mean? And as I got up that day and went about my day, the Lord brought a scripture to me in Peter, where Peter said, he himself hath borne our sins in his body on the tree. And that jumped out at me in my spirit. And I heard the Lord say again, if you're going to defeat chaos, you have to quit hiding behind the tree. And I prayed on that for a week and said, what in the world does that mean? And what my spirit settled on was, if we're going to overcome the chaos in our lives, we have to quit laying behind the doctrine of the cross. We have to step out and confront the snake, because we're the sons of God and our life has meaning. And the meaning is not to just rest and sleep and not confront. Because if we do that, we're a generation away from being irrelevant. The chaos is going to kill our kids. That was what that dream said to me. Now, I don't think a dream has to say anything to you that was said to me. But it dovetails into where I believe God is taking me and the understanding of grace and what we're supposed to be doing with it. Find meaning in our lives and make something happen. Now, you may hear that and go, well, what in the world does that mean? What am I supposed to do? Welcome to the world of following the Spirit. It is not all about, well, it's about a lot of things. But it sometimes is about swinging legs out of boats and walking on water, too.
That concludes our podcast for today. I hope you've enjoyed that as I shared. And of course, there's some things, some elements of that I held back because they were more personal and sensitive to my spirit. And I think that some things are strictly for us. But that was the general view. And a month plus out now since we've shared that publicly, I don't feel a whole lot has changed. I might not have said it correctly as I shared it there. I might not have said it the way it should have been said, but I really felt in my spirit the same thing. I still feel it now, that it's not about just laying behind a theology and saying, okay, well, God will take care of that. He does take care of it through the finished work. What is our part? And someone says, well, you don't have a part. You just lay there. And I don't think we would say that in regards to a lot of other things. For, you know, if your doctor was to say to you, you have diabetes and it's happened because you eat this, the correct response wouldn't be, well, I'm just going to keep eating it and let the Holy Spirit take care of it. So there needs to be an element of us rising up to look at our chaos and confront it. And I think that's what the Holy Spirit is saying. Tomorrow, we will return to the book of Galatians. We'll see you then.